This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, members of the Resistance. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. You are the Resistance. I know that's a shock to many people's system, but you are, because we're not used to having that role. As conservatives, we go with the flow. Talked about it earlier. But you found out that the flow is against you. You've been swimming upstream for decades. You felt it most in the last decade, and you finally said, you know what? I'm no longer going to be going with the flow. You weren't getting anywhere. You work harder, you get less. You play by the rules, you get penalized. And you finally said, you know what? I'm going to change the course of the river. And good for you, you did it. Moshe Sherrod said, so we need people who will remain steadfast in any hardship and who have a high degree of resistance. That's what you're about. Get used to it. Get used to the idea that you get up in the morning and you're ready to, anybody, fight. I was talking to a buddy of mine. He's an acquaintance. Peter, out of California, listens to the show. And we were talking about the number of people who have finally awakened in the Republican Party, said, you know what, enough is enough. Very wealthy people who have sat on their hands. People who may in the past have been Bush supporters, you know, supporters of the Rhino establishment, who are now saying, you know what, that's not what's going to defeat this thing that we are resisting against. They're finally recognizing it for what it is. It is a deep state, deeply rooted antagonism against America, the American way of life, the things that you teach your kids. Fairness and fair play. Those rules don't apply to the people that we resist. These elitists believe they should run the show. I actually heard a guy interviewing about immigration, and he says the experts in immigration should be the ones that determine if we build a wall. Not you Americans. You shouldn't set the policy. They don't need to listen to you. There are experts that can do it. And Tucker Carlson asked him, so what, there's like 4,000 people that should be setting all the policy for the America? Why do we even have a democratic republic? A democracy is what Tucker said. Why? That's exactly the question that the left is asking every single day. Why do we need you? What do you think you know? Who are you to tell us that we have to elect a guy who's never run for office, you know, who's got no real chance of winning, doesn't know what how to legislate, isn't a politician? Who are you to tell us that an accomplished businessman can run this country? You know who we are? We're the resistance. We're the people that say, we've seen what you've done. We know how you operate. You are crooks and criminals, and enough is enough. There's a saying, most of us live two lives. I've talked about it, but not in this context. They say there's the life we lived and there's the unlived life within us. And between the two stands the resistance. Who do you want to be? You know, I don't really care about memories, you know, like what am I going to be remembered as? Some people are going to talk about me down the road, a few years, maybe after my death. Other people won't give a crap, you know, they don't care. But here's the deal. Neither do I. But what I do care about is what's going on right now. What it impacts and how it impacts people, congratulations. I'll be gone to a better place. But I care about it now. And it isn't because I want to win. It's because it's right. It's righteous. It would be like seeing an animal in the road that's hurt and trying to help it, or a human being that's in distress and helping. It's the right thing to do. Do I have to do it? No. Do I need to go out of my way? Do I have something that I want to do? Yeah. But is it more important than what's happening in that moment? The answer to me is no. And that's why we resist. We get up every day and do that. A guy named Billy Corgan said, if I have resistance to something, it means there's something wrong. The resistance to me is a sign of fear. And what he's telling you is you must tackle that fear. You must address that fear. And that's what we've done. Good for us. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. We couldn't have picked the best time. We started in 2008. I did anyway. Most of us did. I still say to many people, how political were you prior to Obama? Many of us weren't even in the game. It's sad to say because Bush was he's a horrible president. He really was. But many of us weren't tuned in because it wasn't having the impact. And then finally something came to be. And I got to tell you, thank your lucky stars for Barack Obama. This is the one place where you can thank him because he made you so politically aware that you finally went, wow, I finally figured out I've been swimming against the tide. But that doesn't mean you go with the flow. It means you turn that tide. See, there's an ebb and a flow. Waxing and waning. And we have decided we're going to turn the tide. It isn't about the direction we've been swimming. We swim in the right direction every day. I promise you, you do. You do it by the book. And that should be rewarded. But doing things by the book doesn't get rewarded in this world, not in this leftist utopia where everything is backwards. So, good for us. And let me tell you something. I'm going to make you feel really good today. I'm going to tell you why the Republicans are going to whoop the absolute heads of leftists in 2008, this year in November 2018. And Bernie Goldberg wrote this great piece about it. And it encapsulates so many of the things that I have felt that there's no reason for me to talk about it. I'll just tell you what Goldberg says. But feel good. There's an old saying, resistance is futile. No, it isn't. Not anymore. All the rules changed on November of 2008. November the 8th of 2008. All the rules changed. The Democrats, nothing that they do applies anymore. None of the tricks that they have work. Adam Schiff, all of them, they are scrambling. They don't know what to do because they're completely ineffective. And you know what? There is no other playbook for lying, lecherous snakes, scoundrels, scurrilous rats. There is no other book. So I'm so glad you're here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We got a lot to talk about. A lady sent me a note about the Super Bowl. I want to cover that, so we may do a little bit of listener, viewer, or whatever you call it, listener mail. But I definitely want to get into this thing about why the Republicans are going to win in 2018, so you can relax.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So there's been some discussion about the tax cuts that were originally proposed by President Trump. And the reason why I say that, I want to cover a story that happened last year back in October and the outcome. By the way, KJRadio.com is where you can get a hold of us. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. So here's the deal. I've been talking about Donald Trump and trade. He talked about TPP, NAFTA, etc. And trade is one of those things that you can't adjust right away. You can only you can put your policy in effect, but it doesn't impact because you've got things that you're, you know, there's already stuff in process. But so I'm going to talk about what Trump has done in the way of trade. I mean, it's been impactful, but the numbers won't show up for a little bit of time. And this is where the left, yet again, are going to be in big trouble. So here, this report came out and it showed, this was back in October, and it says, the U.S. trade deficit widened in September and remained on track in President Obama's first year to exceed the 2016 level. And this is from a Commerce Department report. It says, the trade gap, which measures the difference between imports and exports, increased 1.7% in September to $43.5 billion. The deficit for the first 9 months of the year totaled $405 billion compared to $370 billion in the same period in 2016. So they're saying Trump has added to the trade deficit in his first year, roughly, year in office. It says, during the presidential campaign, Trump and his surrogates railed against the size of the deficit in his, with his key campaign aide, Peter Navarro, who is now a White House advisor, asserting they could eliminate the trade deficit within a year or two. Okay? The trade gap with China, which Trump repeatedly blasted last year, decreased slightly in September to $34.6 billion. So, the biggest deficit that we have in trade is with China, and that was reduced. But overall, the deficit increased. Now, let me explain why that happened, and then I'm going to tell you why the left are going to yet again get a good heaping helping a crow. So the reason why it decreased with China is because President Trump is focused on China. Now, one of the first things that he did when he became president was he got the embargo lifted on American beef. I don't know if you guys remember that. We talked about it on the radio. It went with a lot of nobody cared in the media because they didn't want to give him any credit. But Barack Obama didn't sell American beef to China. They pretended we had mad cow disease, even though it's hardly ever a case in America. I can't even remember the last case of mad cow disease, and they embargoed our beef. So we couldn't ship it. President Trump got that lifted. Then he got coal. He stopped the shipment of North Korean coal and shipped our coal. Now, that was more symbolic than it was a strategic trade move. But still, he showed, I can get China to work with us. Now, subsequent to that, he went to China, and we talked about it on the show. He took his magic wand. Bing! He hit somebody with the hat, you know, the rabbit popped out, and the next thing you know, the rabbit said, "Ni hao, how you doing?" And we ended up getting 183, I believe. What you aren't going to know the number. But 183 or so different products now that can be shipped to China that previously couldn't, and the Chinese lessened the tariff on goods and services on those products from roughly by 10%, from 17% roughly down to 7%, which is a huge, that's like, as somebody told me, it's a 63% reduction in tariffs on those products. So that means a lot of more products are going to be able to go into China. So the reason why I want to focus on the fact that the Chinese number dropped, even though trade gap went up 1.7% in the month of September, which is the government ends their fiscal year in September. It's a big deal that Donald Trump focused on China. So I want you to think about everything I just described with China, who, by the way, we have the largest deficit with. It's over almost $400 billion. So that number decreased. The rest of it, so our next biggest trading partner, I believe, is Mexico. It's either Japan or Mexico. So, and we've already started dealing with China, with Canada, because Donald Trump said, we're no longer going to import your lumber. We're going to use American lumber. And that was, our trade deficit with China, with Canada is roughly $11 billion. So it's not huge. Mexico, it's $58 billion or so. And so he's already starting to work on that as part of the build that wall strategy. Mexico's trade deficit will go down, unquestionably. And Donald Trump will say, so we had a trade deficit of $58 billion with Mexico. That's down to $37 billion. And he's going to go, there's your wall. I promise you that's what's going to happen. But here's my point to all of this. There were probably 6 or 7 media outlets, lamestream media, fake news. Donald Trump promised that he was going to deliver on trade. And I'm telling you, go back and look at October of 2017. You'll see article after article written about how much of a failure he was. It didn't happen. Now, as I said, Peter Navarro says it's going to take us a year or two, but we're going to get this trade deficit down. No problem. So he's done. Year one, by the way, when you see October numbers, you're going to start seeing it go down. November numbers, it'll go down. December numbers, it'll go down. By November of 2018, this year, you're going to watch that trade deficit just continue to dwindle. It's going to. Now, the media is not going to report about it. I'm warning you right now. You're going to have to be the Pied Pipers of this. But because the media is not going to give Donald Trump any credit. But that number is going to dwindle down, and eventually it's going to be much smaller. Now, they're not going to give him any credit unless he makes it zero. But that number, which I think right now we've got a trade deficit of the total is almost $600 billion. And I'm just going from memory on this. You guys can look it up. But it's a significant number. Imagine if we are on equal trade, you know, par trading with people. So we that $600 billion that's going out of our economy every year is now staying in. I'm not going to round it up and tell you it's a trillion, but it's a lot of money. $600 billion. Think about that electrifying companies in the United States, you know, into this economy. Because if we don't have a trade deficit, those products, we're shipping equal amounts of products to and fro. That's telling you that $600 billion is now recirculating in the American economy. Trump's counting on, he doesn't have to, but he is counting on that. He's bringing these businesses back into America, manufacturing, reducing the trade deficit by saying, no, you're going to take these. If you're going to do business with us, you're going to take our products. He's going to force these countries to take our products, and it's going to be successful. And the left are so fearful of this. I'm enjoying it. So have your fun, leftists. October, it's doom and gloom. This tax policy of Donald Trump is going to crush the economy. It's that they're blaming the tax policy for what's happening in trade right now, but watch what happens in a year. You heard it here first.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I cheered against Obama. I admit that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Black man cheering against Barack insane Obama. Some might consider that cheering against America. But I didn't see it that way. Remember when Limbaugh said, I'm not, you know, betting on Obama. I'm not going to cheer for this guy. He's ideologically opposed to me. Now, I know that my cheering against Obama and those that are cheering against Trump, they feel the same way that I did. They justify their opposition to President Trump because philosophically they differ from him. See, we're all ideologues to some degree. And that prevents us from cheering for the other team. I've never gone to an event where I represented my team and I was cheering for the other team. And I know on a rare occasion where you've got two kids in college and they play on different teams or something like that, maybe you do. But for the most part, when you have set your ideology, when you go, I'm for Alabama, and you're playing South Carolina, South Carolina is the enemy. That's how it works. It's human nature. Let's just admit who we are when we are talking about humans, right? And in our case, we are justified. Conservatism is justified. Because the other side of this argument are a bunch of anti-Americans. They hate us for being pro-American. Now, ironically, I suspect the left feel the same way in their twisted dementia. So who's right? Well, we are. That was a setup, silly. We are. See, because the difference is this. I didn't cheer for Obama because I know he's wrong. I know nothing this man was going to do would work. And you know what he did? He proved me right. He proved all of us right. We didn't hate him because he was black. I certainly didn't. I'm black, too. Why would I hate him?
Oh, Kevin, because you're a self-hating coon, bud, negro, blah, blah, blah. Step and fetch it to the white man.
Nope. I didn't hate Barack Obama because of his color or he's half white or half black or whatever. I hated his policies. I hated his ideology. I knew it wouldn't work. Why? Because I'm a smart person. And to be honest with you, you don't have to be that brilliant to know. Study a little bit of history, understand a little bit about economics and finance, and you get it. So I knew it wouldn't work. But here's the big but. I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. The big but here is we knew it wouldn't work, and it didn't work. And so if it doesn't work, then we're justified. Had it worked, I would have been saying, wow, who knew? I back up. I'm wrong. And then I would have had to go and do a lot of soul searching. That's the but. If it had worked, I would have said, I don't understand this. There's something wrong with my logic in terms of how finance and economics works, how the system works. If Barack Obama had not printed $1 trillion a year, he stabilized the economy, he brought millions of jobs year one or even over the period that he was in office, millions of new jobs, high-paying jobs, raised the wages, got America's credit back in the AAA standard or whatever the ratings are, had taken care of protecting our borders, was taking care to make sure that Americans were not being attacked by terrorists, that we weren't being overrun with a bunch of banditos who want to live here for free and thwarting our legal immigration system, and on, I would say, wow, where did I screw up? I wouldn't try to rationalize. I wouldn't go, well, it's only doing this because of that it is, blah, blah, blah. I would go, whoa, shoot, let me go learn something. I thought I knew it. And I wouldn't be mad about it. Because we would be doing well. And I would say to myself, holy cow, if the Democrats, now, I'm not going to tell you I agree with all of their, you know, transgender this and LGBT stuff like that. I wouldn't disagree with that, but I would say financially speaking, this dude is a rock star. And as far as transgender goes, and LGBT issues and things like that, if Barack Obama said, look, this is live and let live, how about we do that? I would have gone along with it. We pretty much do, don't we, conservatives? We don't really care. If you want to cross-dress, cross-gender, whatever, I don't really care. Here's where I care. I don't want to pay for it. Sorry. It's not my issue. I got my own set of problems. So, all he had to do was perform. Is that so difficult? I know with the left, it's always try. He tried. You know, leftism works so good when it's theoretical. You know, God would be so good if every child were educated. Yeah, sounds good. How about this? It would be so good if every child were educated with a good education, where they could actually use that education in a practical manner so that they could find out exactly what they want to do in life, and we wouldn't have to re-educate them. We wouldn't have to spend waste money on useless things that they're never going to do again. That would be good. I would vote for that education in a minute. The problem is we don't. We allow this ruse of education to continue to occur. And I hope Betsy DeVos gets on this. But the difference, folks, is in results. It's that simple. The left does not care about results. That's why we are right. Our ideas are, I'll put it to you this way. If I have a concept and I go, this concept is good and we should be doing blankety blank, and it doesn't work, I abandon the concept. I go, that was stupid. I shouldn't have done it. And then if somebody comes along and goes, hey, I'm about to do that, I'd go, you know what? That doesn't work. Let me correct that. I tried it. It didn't work for me. My recommendation is ask a few other people before you embark upon this course of action, because I checked with three people. They told me not to do it. I did it and I failed. So there you go. Go forth and conquer, young man. So I would at least warn you. I'm not going to tell you what to do and what not to do. But when it comes to Obama, we knew what was going to happen. We have a lot of history to go back on, and he disregarded it philosophically in many other areas, like protecting us. Letting Muslims infiltrate our government and our society are things that I philosophically differ with. Had he taken the tact that he promised to take with immigration and these travel bans and things like this, and he said, let's respect the American way of life, things would have been dramatically different. But he didn't do that. Here's the point of it all, folks. Donald Trump has had a year that would make the average leftist go, I got to take pause. I have to look at my situation differently and understand that, wow, why is this guy being so successful? But they don't do that. They cheer when the market loses 500, 600, 1,000 points. They cheer it. They celebrate the idea that people are theoretically losing money. I mean, you're not lost until it's done. They don't want to see Trump win, even though he's proving that he's a winner. And Stephen Hayes, who was a never-Trumper, he wrote a piece on this in Town Hall, and he says this: the unseemly sight of nearly the entire Democratic congressional delegation sitting on their hands and clinging to their chairs throughout Donald Trump's State of the Union speech is further evidence that they want America to fail on Trump's watch. Hundreds of American companies are bringing jobs to America, paying American workers bonuses. Democrats sat stone-faced. The lowest black unemployment rate in 40 years. Democrats smirked. We are defeating ISIS in the Middle East. Ho-hum. Many on the left are suffering from a severe disease of anti-Trump derangement syndrome. ATDS sufferers crave bad news. In bright, sunny economic sky, they point to the single cloud. Now, I'm going to say this. Stephen Hayes was a guy I watched at the Republican convention plotting against Donald Trump. Him, Billy Crystal, and there was one other guy. And they cannot stand Donald Trump. And he's actually writing a piece now saying, whoa, hold on a minute. And all of this goes to what I'm going to be talking about today, which is why we are going to clean their clocks in November of this year. This is what I'm pointing to. He said this: the other day I was on CNN sparring with April Ryan of the American Urban Radio Networks, who is, to say the least, not friendly to Trump. When I mentioned all of the companies that are hiring more workers, paying bonuses or raises to their employees, including as many as 1 million Walmart employees, I thought this might elicit some positive reaction. Instead, she complained that Walmart is closing many of its Sam's Club stores, resulting in employees being laid off. Yes, the Sam's Club closures impact about 9,000 employees, and though many of them have been reassigned to Walmart stores. Meanwhile, about 100 times that number will get raises or bonuses. I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me exactly like that with some stupid leftist that sent me a note, and we're going to talk about why we're going to win later this year.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists cheer against Donald Trump, and they're cheering against America. They're cheering against you. They're cheering against your victory. Why? Because ideologically, they're losers. And the only way they can feel like they're winning is if they make sure you are losing. And because Trump is winning, the only way they can pretend to be winners is they must make you feel like a loser. Ergo, in the twisted logic of leftism, winning is losing and losing is winning. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. That's what we've been talking about. A leftist sends me a note. On the report of 200,000 jobs being created, he says, it's all fake news. He says, I just saw where, and he named 3 companies that were laying off. And he says, that's 40,000 jobs that have been impacted in the Trump economy. And I said to him, are you really this stupid? I said, do you not think that they recognize that in the 200,000 jobs that were created? I said, did you make this complaint in the time of Barack Obama when he was supposedly growing the economy? Do you think companies were not laying off during his period? During his era? Of course they were. Companies lay off. It's competition out there, dude. There's no guarantee you're going to have a job at Sam's when Walmart's doing well or Costco's out there competing against you or Kroger or somebody else. There are winners and losers. But overall, see, there's this report that comes out. It's called the Economic Report, the Jobs Report. And it said, despite losing these 40,000 jobs you're talking about, we added 200,000. That's the deal. Some winners, some losers. But in the time of Trump, lots more winners. And I honestly think, you guys will think I'm kidding. I don't think he gets it. This guy's name is Justin. And he's been arguing. He says, I delete his stuff off my Facebook page. I'm like, dude, why would I delete your idiot stuff? I want people to see how stupid you are. If it's a Facebook, if you're getting deleted off Facebook on my page, Facebook's doing it. Maybe there's a bot out there going, let's hide stuff of stupid leftists so the right won't get it. But it isn't us. Anyway, Stephen Hayes, who was an anti-Trump guy, he writes this article for Town Hall, and he's talking about you can't deliver good news about the Trump economy or anything else to the left. They cheer for America to fail. It says liberals have been protesting Walmart pay scales for years. Now, Walmart's raising their minimum wage by $2 an hour. But the left is angrier than ever. See, they didn't get government to force Walmart to do it. They demonized Walmart for, you know, you're making all this money and you haven't given anything back. Then Walmart gives out bonuses. Walmart raises its minimum wage and the left is mad. Now, I tell you this all the time because I want you to understand how these people are. They are always angry. Always. You can never satisfy a leftist. For at least 2 weeks, TV networks on the left praised Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury. They obsessed over the charge of whether Trump was mentally competent to hold office and even call for his ousting under the 25th Amendment, all based purely on unsubstantiated charges in a book that has now been exposed as largely a work of fiction. Members of the ATDS, that's the anti-Trump derangement syndrome crowd, don't even care whether the information is true or false. They are the, quote, birthers on the left. 1 year in, and Trump's successes are diminished as a result of Obama's policies, which is rich since Trump one by one reversed Obama-era policies. If the economic and stock market had tanked in 2017, liberals would have seized upon the bad news as evidence that Trump's policies were abject failures. Now that the policies are working, Obama gets credit. They are so blinded by anti-Trump derangement syndrome, they can't even acknowledge the double standard. I heard Gorka say on TV the other day, and he was quoting a radio host, that said if it weren't for double standards, the liberals wouldn't have any standards at all. Hayes goes on to say this. I remember at a Wall Street Journal editorial meeting when Barack Obama was first elected president and he was rolling out Obamacare, the stimulus plan, tax increases, a regulatory assault, and a litany of other dim-witted economic policies, one of the writers said what we were all thinking. If this program works, everything we believe on the economy is wrong. That's what I said. He says, we oppose the policies, not the man. And in the end, the Keynesian big government policies were indeed a failure. We ended up with our weakest economic recovery since World War II. It was the weakest economic. To call it a recovery is a joke. We spent almost $10 trillion for this recovery. We essentially, in terms of debt, we created another United States of America. Can you imagine that? And somebody looks upon that and goes, this is a good thing. Barack Obama was a failure of unimaginable proportions. And the only thing that propped that sucker up was the fact that you kept working and he borrowed money that we didn't have. And thankfully, we have a person that stepped into his tiny little shoes and put an economy together that could absorb the damage that he's done. I want you to think about not having $10 trillion of debt, having a much lower deficit, and money being spent in the right places, having really and truly fought a war on terror so we can recover that those funds, having allowed industry to not have to go through all this onerous legislation that Barack Obama implemented, not destroying our natural resources and, you know, the energy industry, which is what he's done, putting in policies that would actually bring jobs back. If he had done this 8 years ago, 9 years ago, this economy would be booming. But he didn't do it. He was too stupid to do it. Says, is it true that opposition to Obama on the right prompted some conservatives to root against American success on his watch? I began this segment, the last segment, by saying exactly that. I rooted against Barack Obama because, to go back to his dim-witted economic policies, I knew they couldn't work. Why? Because I actually have a brain. He says, when the International Olympic Committee snubbed Obama's hometown of Chicago, there were videos of conservatives celebrating the bad news. The cascade of disappointing economic data on Obama's watch was too often cheered by Republicans. I'm one of them. You probably are as well. I cheered when they failed because we needed to validate that they weren't working. You would think at some point Barack Obama would have said, I'm going to course correct. Maybe 2010, when he got his butt kicked in the midterms, you would think he would course correct. Do you know what that clown did? He doubled down. He said, I'll teach y'all. He started going around Congress. He said, I don't care what the American people think. He rammed Obamacare down our throats and a host of other unbelievably stupid policies. And yes, I cheered. Stephen Hayes goes on, some of these Republicans are starting to put politics first and country second, observed then Rep. Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat out of Maryland who is now a senator. The American people are starting to wonder if they're rooting against America, he charged. And he had a point, Hayes writes, back in 2009. But Senator, look in the mirror. Most Americans are not especially ideological. We are ideological for what works. The United States is on a roll right now, and the good economic news transcends political spin. Tens of millions of Americans are starting to see the benefits in their paychecks. If Trump haters continue to sit on their hands and oppose America's comeback, voters will see they are putting political ideology over patriotism. Now, I say this to tell you that we're at the onset of really, this is the beginning. If you think the Democrats are going to learn any lessons by anything I'm saying, because I'm putting the playbook out there. Support what works. End of story. I would have done it for Obama. Stephen Hayes finishes by saying, that's no winning ticket if you just oppose someone ideologically when his policies are working. And he says it also means they're in for a miserable next 7 years. Again, a guy who I know for a fact was against Trump has now changed his tune. Think about that in terms of the Republicans who didn't support Trump going into 2016. What do you think they're going to do in 2018 and in 2020? They've seen the results. It is going to be a miserable next 7 years for these guys. And it should be. But they should hopefully find some happiness in their paychecks or their 401ks.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.